myself permission to forgive myself. I have given myself permission in the sixth and seventh step to begin to experience a healing, a letting go. I am beginning to experience in the sixth and seventh step a whole new process of myself as a person. So in these two steps, I am now beginning to experience the newness of myself. What's so beautiful about these two steps also is they are very simple. They talk about character defects and they talk about shortcomings. They make us realize that inside of each and every one of us, we are not perfect, that we are human. See, what's so beautiful about all the steps, going back to the second step again, the steps teach us our humanity, they teach us our simplicity, and they teach us to even view and look at life through the eyes of healing and recovery. And they teach us not to worry, but they give us that beautiful concept of being able to view ourselves in this very special and positive way. So as we experience the sixth and seventh step, we're now getting ourselves ready to begin to experience the eighth and the ninth step. In these two steps, we talk about making amends and making peace. In these two steps, we are now ready. Once we have made peace with ourselves, peace with our past, once we have learned to release, once we have learned to let go, now we can begin the process of making amends. And in the process of making amends, we talk about making friends with ourselves to become more serene and more peaceful and deep inside. In the eighth and ninth step, and in the 10th, 11th, and 12th steps, we talk about the serenity, the gentleness, and the peacefulness of the program. I hope that through the vision of the sixth and seventh step, each of us can be more open to give ourselves permission to actually begin to heal and to give ourselves permission to go through the healing process of recovery. You deserve it. It's an investment in you. It's an investment in your life. Thank you.